Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
So understanding that the person we strike up a casual conversation with in the coffee shop may indeed be going through a really difficult time, I think it's good practice to treat everyone kindly. Why, the Apostle Paul mentioned kindness as one of the fruits of the Spirit, remember? He also said we should be gentle. It could be that our kindness and gentleness actually is what brightens someone's day and encourages them to keep moving forward. That little spark from us could be the fuel that they ever so needed. Another thing, too, is we don't know when someone is on the verge of giving up. It has been noted in psychology discussions that sometimes people who commit suicide showed no previous signs of any type of problem. When this is the case, the family members and friends are shocked. No one knew the person was suffering mentally on the verge of giving up. Again, this is just another reason to treat others well. Our gracious speech or an encouragement, no matter how simple, may be the very thing that God wants us to give to the other person.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.